Oracle Corporation began notifying employees of their termination on March 31, 2026, at approximately 6 a.m. local time across the United States, India, Canada, and Mexico. The notifications arrived via email from an address identified as Oracle Leadership with the subject line, "Immediate action required important information regarding your employment." The body of the email informed recipients that their role had been eliminated as part of a broader organizational change, that today was their last working day, and that access to company systems had been revoked. There was no prior notice from HR. There was no prior notice from direct managers. The email offered severance contingent on signing separation paperwork. Investment bank TD Cowen estimates the total cuts will affect between 20,000 and 30,000 employees, approximately 18% of Oracle's global workforce of 162,000 people. Oracle has not confirmed the number. Oracle has not commented. The layoffs are tied to Oracle's AI infrastructure build-out. The company has taken on $58 billion in new debt in the past 2 months, and has committed to capital expenditure of an estimated $156 billion to construct AI data centers. The job cuts are expected to free up between $8 and $10 billion in cash flow toward this project. Oracle posted a 95% jump in net income last quarter, reaching $613 billion. This is not a company in financial distress. It is a company that has decided to fund the future using the present workforce as collateral. The employees who received the 6 a.m. email did not receive advance notice of this decision. Later on March 31, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps published a statement through its official outlet SEPA News, designating 18 American and allied technology companies as legitimate military targets. The statement advised employees of these institutions to immediately leave their workplaces to preserve their lives, and warned that the companies should expect destruction of their respective units starting at 8 p.m. Tehran time on Wednesday. April 1, Oracle is on the list. The other 17 companies named are Cisco, HP, Intel, Microsoft, Apple, Google, Meta, IBM, Dell, Palantir, Nvidia, JP Morgan Chase, Tesla, General Electric, Boeing, Spire Solutions, and UAE-based AI firm G42. The IRC stated that these companies are considered legitimate targets due to their involvement in planning and tracking targets for U.S.-Israeli military strikes. Oracle holds an $88 million contract with the U.S. Air Force to integrate its cloud computing software into Air Force operations. Oracle has not commented on the IRC designation. This correspondent notes that Oracle employees in the Gulf region received two significant communications on March 31, 2026. The first arrived at 6 a.m. and informed them their employment had ended. The second arrived later and advised them to leave their workplace before 8 p.m. on April 1. The sequencing is noted. Oracle has not commented on either. Sources for this analysis are available at asiop.com/propaganda.